The Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
Thank you, Craig. Well, we start off with something that just did not go so well. You know, GameStop allows you to trade in old video games for store credit. It's one of their deals.
Sure.
Well, they expanded it recently and had an event that was trade anything in and get store credit. Get like $5 store credit. It was for one day only. And they regretted it almost instantly when people started bringing in all kinds of insane stuff. And of course, online influencers got in on the gag, YouTubers and that. So they'd film themselves going in there, bringing in offensive things then trolling the poor employees who have to deal with this.
What did
madness.
They expect?
A fun event, which people were going to handle well.
You can't have fun events anymore.
Now, there were limits, certain limits. Customers were only allowed to trade in one anything item, had to be able to fit inside a 20-inch cube-shaped box, and there were exclusions like hazardous waste, living animals, not allowed to trade in a living animal, ashes of loved ones were not allowed. Some of the things they got, a creepy doll collection.
By the way, who would trade in mom or dad, ashes of loved ones?
Yeah, maybe it's great aunt Sally or something like that. Some skateboard man doesn't care so much about that. Creepy doll collection, a stuffed Canada goose.
That would seem too big for that little box.
All right. Time out. Can we stop the show for a second? I have a side observation that I think I'm going crazy. It wasn't until like 5 years ago when I started hearing the term Canada goose. Swear to you, I grew up calling it a Canadian goose.
Yeah.
It's always Canada goose.
Huh.
Okay, so you guys have noticed that same
algorithm. And I almost corrected you. You said, no, it's Canadian goose.
Okay, all right. Just making sure that you guys have also heard Canadian goose.
Yeah.
Now it's always Canada goose.
Is that because...
Sounds weird.
So there's a popular outerwear brand called Canada Goose. Is that why it's made the shift?
This is like the actual name of the animal, I think.
Right. But what I'm saying is, has that outerwear brand gotten so popular that that's now what we call the animal?
That we've corrected the incorrect pronunciation of the animal back to the correct one because of the...
Right.
Maybe. I don't know. I've never heard that.
Yeah. Coke got so popular that we call all soda pops Coke.
Uh-huh. But if all soda pops were actually called Coke to begin with, that's the difference.
Yeah, that's right. That came first.
Right. All right, back to the show. Stuffed Canada goose for GameStop credit. Somebody traded in a pair of Nike Air Jordans.
Okay.
A folded copy of the Declaration of Independence. Well, that could be worth some money. An incomplete Friends box set on VHS. That's beaten down. How cheap is this? A single plastic spoon. A gas mask.
Creepy.
Why are gas masks always creepy looking?
Because something catastrophic is happening.
A stuffed bobcat.
Okay.
George.
A 20-mile-per-hour speed limit sign. And an educational model of the blood vessels surrounding the human lung written in Japanese.
Wow.
I'm insane now. There were also people who took in Dilatos.
Of course. You knew that was going to happen.
A custom Sonic the Hedgehog sex toy.
Pornography.
And these employees, of course, went online and complained about it. And they were saying, look, we had kids in the store, and then people are bringing in all this offensive adult material. And they, for the most part, hated this whole promotion because they were the front line of the madness
Yes.
that took place. board games, vinyl records, baseball cards, a piece of lint, a fake PS5 game called Call of Diddy. And someone brought in something that was printed out called A Ticket to Pound Town. It was a coupon, I guess.
By the way, according to the Wikipedia page, it is technically called a Canada Goose.
Yeah.
But it says it's also casually been referred to as a Canadian Goose, although this name annoys some birders.
Oh, we can't do that. Oh, no. You ever gotten into bird watching?
No.
No, not really.
I think that I have bird watching tendencies.
All right.
Like, I think it's cool to see. It's cool to see birds and know what kind they are, first of all.
Sure. Yeah.
To know a little bit about the world around you. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, I don't dislike it.
And then seeing unusual ones, I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen a painted bunting only, like, twice in my life, and it's such a beautiful bird.
When I see the bald eagles at White Rock Lake, it's always cool.
I don't know that I've ever seen a bald eagle in the wild.
They're out there all the time.
Really?
Same tree.
Can you take them and raise them as pets?
No.
Are bald eagles bigger than red-tailed hawks and stuff?
They're pretty big, yeah. I think these are bigger. One is hard to find, though, because he's wearing a toupee.
The disguise. He's a little bit more
self-conscious. Yeah.
And it's like a Jerry toupee.
Yeah, it doesn't match. It
doesn't match up. All right, and then this disturbs me on a couple levels. One, this woman from the UK, she got sent to the hospital, had a schizophrenic episode that was triggered by an ad on her Samsung smart fridge. First of all, we should not be advertising on our appliances now. I don't want the whole world to be advertising.
Right.
For real.
And now, certain cars are able to give you advertisements on your screen in there.
I would want that disabled immediately.
Yes. We can't let you opt out. Part of the reason you got the good price on the car is because you agreed to be advertised to. But the ad on the fridge was for the TV show on Apple TV, Pluribus, the Vince Gilligan show. Guy who did Breaking Bad,
great show.
Better Call Saul. Oh, Greg, I'm going to have to disagree with you.
Oh,
there.
You don't like it?
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Wow.
All right, caveat, I'm only 3 episodes into it. So
okay. I'm all the way through so far.
So 5. Another one of those shows where you got to wait for episode 8 before it kicks in?
There's just a few problems I have with the show. I think Rhea Seahorn, is that how you pronounce her name?
Mm-hmm.
She either underacts or overacts, and there doesn't seem to be a lot in between. And
she's in a tough spot because she carries every single scene.
Granted.
She is the show.
You're correct in that. But I just think that she's a little exposed here in this situation because of what you're saying. It's a very difficult job. And it kind of... And once again, she's much better than me at acting and all the things, right?
I don't know if you really feel that way.
Jesus loves her 20 times as much as me. But it just kind of can be annoying sometimes. That's all I'm saying.
Hot sports opinion.
I haven't really gotten that. I'm liking it a lot.
She's so annoying through the first 3 episodes that I can barely take it. But hopefully it evens out.
I mean, she's over the top for sure.
Yeah.
In some of those scenes, but it doesn't bother me.
Okay. All right. I'm going to stick with it because I love Vince Gilligan.
I figured you would.
And it's an interesting premise.
I thought you would love episode 1 with all the shake people and.
The shake people?
As I watched that, I thought this is right up Gordo's alley.
What?
People not doing well? Yeah.
It's not right up my alley. I want people to do well. And it turns out they're doing very well, Giorgio. Okay. They're all connected in love.
Oh.
So. The premise of the show, for those who haven't been aware of it, is that everyone on Earth, except for just a handful of people, are all psychically connected all of a sudden, and they all speak as one, and they all act as drones to one master mind. It's like they share a mind, except this dozen or so people who are people with their own individuality and what happens as a result of after that.
Okay. It's a great premise.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting. They just, I know everyone goes crazy over her. She was so beloved in Better Call Saul. Mm-hmm. And so I don't want to say anything against her because she has a little bit of a Tina Fey force field around her right now and everyone loves her. So
no disrespect.
So no disrespect to her. And that ad on Samsung's refrigerator said, you know, something about, we're sorry if we upset you, Carol. Which is a line okay. from the show said Funny. Over and over again. And this poor woman had schizophrenia, and I don't know if her name was also Carol, so she thought it was talking to her, and she had to go to the hospital because she thought the fridge was talking to her, and then she saw basically the same version of the ad online, and so she felt she was surrounded by it, and it really triggered her thing of feeling she was watched. Now,
that's too bad.
Then, so what they did at the hospital was show her the show. And she goes, and it was Rhea Seehorn's overacting brought her back.
Interesting.
Into real life. She said, oh, yeah, that's she's overacting in this scene. She's being annoying in this scene. So, and congratulations to one of the monkeys that escaped the Mississippi highway crash. We get news that he now has a new permanent home at a New Jersey refuge.
Okay.
So he's doing all right.
Down. It's a monkey!
His name is Forrest.
Run, Forrest.
And he's a young adult rhesus macaque.
Okay.
Isn't that it's not macaque.
Isn't that what Dez had?
Would you pet macaque?
Hilarious.
Gordon.
Or would you pet rhesus? There were 21 monkeys, five of them gunned down by law enforcement at the scene. Just blown the hell away.
So because
Dez had a capuchin.
Oh. Capuchin.
Capuchin monkey.
Why are we having such problems with monkey pronunciation right now?
Pronunciation.
Is it pronunciation? The end.
All right, Gordo, thank you. That is the ODEX.